وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 22nd of October, the 18th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Likewise, we come to you from the studio in Durban, South Africa. Assalamu ala man ittaba' al huda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with beneficial rain. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept all our efforts and accept Markaz Sahaba for the great work and the great message of haq and truth that is relayed every morning. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to make amal. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39 Surah Zumar and verses number 22 and 23. If somebody has to ask us who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what will be our response? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth, in the entire universe. We see the sun, the moon, the stars, so forth and so on. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Qad jaakum min Allahi Nuru wa Kitabun Mubin. Sabeen. The Master alayhi salatu salam is Noor, radiance and effulgence, and his message is a Noorani message, a message of radiance and effulgence, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, towards the radiance, effulgence of Islam. What is the Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Each one of the 6,236 verses is Noor that Almighty Allah says, we have revealed it. What are you, O Muslim, O Muslima? So that is our beginning of today's surah and chapter, and the verse that we are discussing today, chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse number 22. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. The Hamza you see in the beginning is for istifham, interrogative, a question. And this is a question that is rhetorical, istifham inkar. Afaman sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil Islam. So what, the person for whom Almighty Allah has opened his bosom, his heart for Islam, he or she embraced Islam totally with devotion and dedication. Can he or she, and that person whose heart has become hardened with kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, can they be the same? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. So that person whose heart is open and Allah has opened it for Islam, then what happens? فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Then he, that person, has received the nur, the radiance, the effulgence from his sustainer, nourisher. So outwardly the Islam has come, and now the nur, the radiance, the hidayat, the iman is entering the inner recesses of that person's heart. Allah Jalla Wala Noor, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Noor, the Quran Sharif Noor, O Muslim, you and me also have Noor. So take the message of radiance and effulgence and Noor, we have the best, and share it with the rest, and dispel and remove all the darknesses that people are groping in, the democracy, the Zionism, secularism, capitalism, and all the other satanic isms. We need to remove that. That is our duty. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. فَوَيْلٌ, here there are two words. One word وَيْلٌ in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. One word وَيْحٌ, وَاوْ يَاحَا. So that word is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif, but mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Wailun means that قد دخل في الهلاك, they are already destroyed. Wailun للمطففين, woe and destruction to the fraudsters. Wailun قد أشرف على الهلاك, they are on the verge of destruction. So ye Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, hence for those people whose heart have become hardened with their kufr and blasphemy, with their shirk and polytheism and idol worship. So they are the ones that they are already demolished and destroyed. They're going to end up in Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. Min zikrillah, against the remembrance of Allah, meaning they don't want to accept the message, the messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace be upon him. Easy example that will resonate with you is when a person that opens the tap, and now you place the glass, the cup in the right direction, it will get filled up in few seconds. But when the person puts the glass upside down, the cup upside down, you will waste 100,000 liters and nothing will happen. So these people, their hearts have become hardened, so they have put the glass, the cup upside down. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, and they say, our hearts have a cover, a veil on it, and they blame their hearts. But all the time it is their pride, their arrogance, they don't want to embrace the truth, and so forth and so on. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, those are the people who have gone far, far astray from the right path. Allah Jalla Wala is showing us the right path. Mustafa Sallallahu Wasallam is elaborating, explaining what the right path is, and physically demonstrating it to us. But this human being thinks that, no, I know better. Now he looks for loopholes, shortcuts, and then he or she goes astray. Hence, we can't blame anybody else but ourselves. Therefore, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan will say, "Inni da'utukum fastajabtum li." I only invited you towards astrayness and dalal, and you accepted my invitation. So don't blame anybody else. Fala talumuni walumu anfusakum. So you must not blame anybody else, but you blame yourself. So that is known as khutbatun batra. The khutbah means the sermon that will be delivered on that day by Satan. There's no praise of Almighty Allah, no salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abtar and patra, to be cut off and devoid of barakah and blessing and so forth. See chapter 14, and that is Surah Ibrahim and verse number 22. How Satan, Lucifer will deliver his sermon and then be dispatched straight to Jahannam forever, will never ever see Jannah and paradise. That is where he was, and then Almighty Allah expelled him. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitaba. Almighty Allah Jalla wala revealed gradually. Nazzala. Allah Ta'ala revealed piecemeal over a period of 23 years on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahsan al-hadith, the best of speech, and that is the entire Quran Sharif, the 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. Kitabah, the Quran Sharif. So the book Mutashabiha, and it has allegorical verses, meaning that no one knows the real true meaning except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For example, Alif Lam Mim, Yasin, Taha. So all that, only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows the meaning. And 90% of the Quran Sharif is Muhkam, which means that we know what the meaning is. But Almighty Allah used these verses as a test and trial for human being. Will they try and go and find out what is the meaning? And those people who go in that direction, then they will be astray and lead others astray. Read chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 7. And there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala explains to us in detail. So mutashabiha, so the allegorical verses, nobody really knows the true meaning of it besides Almighty Allah. Mathaniya, it is often repeated. Almighty Allah teaches us, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, which means, we gave you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter comprising 7 verses, and in every salat, every prayer, every namaz, it is repeated, mathaniya, to be repeated very, very often. When a person listens to the Quran Sharif sincerely, lovingly, willingly, then what will be the reaction? Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. Taqsha'irru, it starts trembling. Minhu, because of the Quran Sharif. Juludul ladhina, the skin, meaning the outer body, it starts trembling. Yakhshawna rabbahum, and internally they have that fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You will see sometimes people are crying, sometimes people are sobbing, and so forth, and the body is trembling. So that's the sign of the true Muslim and Muslimah, that the Quran Sharif has such an impact upon them. Chapter 5, verse number 83. You heard yesterday's tafsir and commentary in the afternoon that we do after Zohar between 5, 1 o'clock and 1:30, and the story, incident, and episode of Najashi, Ashama was his name, radiallahu an. And we find that when the Quran was being read by Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Surah Maryam was being read, chapter 19, comprising 98 verses. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَاءَ أعينهم تفيض من الدم. So their eyes were now tearing and the tears were overflowing because now that they recognized the truth, and there and then they embraced Iman and Islam. Allah Jalla Ala mentions their episode, incident in the beginning of the seventh Jews, the seventh Supara, chapter 5, verse number 83. ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. So يخشون ربهم, means that you fear Allah based on the love of Almighty Allah, the respect for Almighty Allah. ثم thereafter تلين جلودهم, that their external the skin, وقلوبهم their hearts, now it gets softer, softer, and وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله, for the remembrance of Almighty Allah Jalla. So remember, people will criticize them, people will make stories about them and so forth. They won't bother about it. Their aim is the love of Almighty Allah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Wallahu wa rasulu ahaqqu an yurdu in kanu mu'mineen. Their aim is to please Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the most deserving to please them. If you have true Iman, chapter number 9, verse number 62. So our aim must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If people are pleased, alhamdulillah. If they're not pleased, we make dua. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ ذَٰلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ, that is the guidance from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. يَهَدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives this guidance to whomsoever he wishes. Therefore, in the opening chapter, every salat, every namaz, every rakat, we are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show me, guide me, and lead me to the straight path. That is the path of hidayat, the nur, the radiance, the effulgence. What is this hidayat? Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulub al-ibad. The radiance, effulgence, which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of the heart of that person there, so that that person can yumayyiza bayna al-haqqi wal-batil, so he can make a dichotomy, distinction between what is haqq and batil, what is the truth and what is falsehood. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهَدِي بِهِ. So this is the guidance from Almighty Allah. He guides whosoever he wishes through that guidance and nur and effulgence. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهِ, and whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray. It's not that Almighty Allah leads him astray, that makes him put a bandage around his eyes so he can't see the truth, and oh, he's blind and so forth. Nay, they have become spiritually blind. Why? Because they themselves said they know better. فَلَمَّا زَاهُ أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, when they themselves deviated from the path which Almighty Allah chalked out for them, so Almighty Allah then made them go astray. So first they decided they don't want to practice on the path which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chalked out for them, and thereafter they went astray because they made the wrong choice. Chapter 61, verse number 5. So all this enshrined in the noble Quran. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ, and whosoever Almighty Allah leads a person astray, a nation astray, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ, hence then no one can guide that person to the truth. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep us under his special, special mercy. Chapter 7, verse number 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wow, Haliya, whilst you alone exclusively, oh, beloved Allah, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 382. And we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. 5 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. More than 15, 18 of them are, you must remember, injured on the way waiting list to go to be roasted and toasted in hell, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Aqsa was desecrated, our mosque, the third most important mosque, by the Jutlas once again. Hundreds of them entered and desecrated and defiled. Where are the Arab countries? Where are the Muslim countries? One Ben Gvir, one Smotrich, one Bibi Netanyahu, Setanyahu. So all three haramis and all three war criminals, can they hold this whole ummah, you must remember, to ransom? A shame and a disgrace to the Arab tinpot dictators and murtads and haramis. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, waylul lil Arab. Woe to the leaders of the Arabs and so forth. They are the ones who will be bootlicking the West and the enemies of Islam, America, Israel and the others. So you can see all that today is manifest. That is what Yahya Sinwar, al-Mujahid al-Kabir, has done. The architect of last year, October 7th, remember that we have no sympathy, empathy for any Jutla. He dispatched more than 1,000 to hell. We're very happy about that. What to apologize? Apologize for what? For your 76 years, 78 years occupation? You were the first terrorist. The British called you terrorists. The Irgun gang, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang. And go and see when terrorism was used in Palestine and now Al-Ardul Muhtalla occupied Palestine and so forth. And they want to steal everything. They stole our Masjid Ibrahim Khalili there in Khalilur Rahman Hebron after Baruch Goldstein murdered and martyred 70 people approximately. 29 became Shuhada and martyrs in that Masjid. I read Salat Day in 89-92. 15 Ramadan 1994, the incident took happen, and then they stole and occupied our mosque and so forth. They want to pull the same stunt with Aqsa, and inshallah, Allah will not let it happen. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Eh, Jutlas, haramis, remember, we are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us there's no surrender. Either there's victory or either there's martyrdom. Imma zafar wa imma shahada. In the golden words of Umar Mukhtar of Libya, O Muslim, go read about him. He passed away and became shaheed in the year 1931. And remember that these people, yeah, they want to occupy and steal Masjid al-Aqsa and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. We say, biddam, biruh, nafdika ya Aqsa. With our blood, with our lives, we will pay ransom and give ransom. Ya Aqsa, we will fall. We will give our blood, our soul. That you must never fall. You must always remain. So imagine, who can fight a nation like that? So the settlers want to resettle Gaza. That is, yesterday hundreds of them said, conquer and kick out and resettle Gaza. So that is their aim. That in northern Gaza, they're shooting, executing people. United Nations says no food, no medication coming into the northern part of Gaza. They are a cursed nation. They murdered and martyred prophets and messengers. Fariqan kadhabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group, you murdered them, and the other group, you rejected them, you Jutlas. Therefore, Allah made you into swines and pigs and monkeys, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. The only nation, Allah says, a metamorphosis took place, and they were transformed into swines and into monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Yahya Sinwar's images are backfiring on Israel. They wanted to show the world how they cornered our shaheed, our leader, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا. And Yahya Sinwar, Ismail Haniya, these are our leaders of Hamas and the true Muslim leaders. So if you go through Iman, you will support them and speak about them. Remember that. So what happens? They thought they will disgrace him, but it's backfiring. There, they're just showing he was not hiding in the nafaq, in the tunnels. He was not hiding somewhere with the hostages. He was right in the front line and dispatching so many Jutlas and Jews straight to Jahannam and to the hellfire. And he writes in his his biography, that thorns, incarnation, the flowers that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, you take the jutlas on and they will martyr you and I will be waiting for you. My son, you come, I will welcome you. So these are the mujahideen, these are the people of Iman and so forth and so on. The jutlas burned an Indonesian hospital there in Gaza. This is their job, you must remember that. They will cause fitna, mayhem, chaos, real terrorism, because they are backed by America, the super terrorist. America and Israel are the super terrorists. She came out of her mouth, Kamala Harris. They spoke about what's happening in Gaza. Genocide? She said, yes, it is. So it is a genocide. And now people are now criticizing her. So on the eve of the election, but she spoke the truth. Whether it was done intentionally, unintentionally, the truth came out. You must remember, they had to admit it is a genocide. Now what they say, that where Hezbollah is, their headquarters, so underneath the hospital there, they have a bunker. And in that bunker, there are millions of dollars and so forth. And that is, you must remember, where they're getting their finances from. So now they're telling the world, no, but we will not bomb that hospital as though they're doing us a favor, because they're talking, you must remember, utter rubbish and utter nonsense, you must remember. That is the hasbara and propaganda of the Nazi Jews, and they are Hitler's children. Hitler was right on many issues. We should never believe the 6 million story is a big fat lie. We shouldn't believe Hitler was so bad as they portrayed him. He was a good guy. He put many jutlas away because they were promoting homosexuality, pornography, charging the people exorbitant rate of interest. He said, I'm in charge, no interest. I'm in charge, no pornography, no homosexuality, no gay brigade. So what's wrong with that? Exactly what Islam teaches. So we should know these type of things and so forth. Flights from Israel Airport Ben Gurion halted after the drones are coming in. Well done to Hezbollah. Well done to the Houthis. Well done to Hamas, the Triple H. We support them. We say the Shias are kuffar, but they're better than the Sunni countries in this world. In the year after, they go Jahannam because they're kuffar, but in this world, they are better than the Sunni countries, haramis, selling Islam and so forth there. Israel say history of Israel is being distorted by the United Nations and so forth. Can you believe that? So that is by the Human Rights Council and so forth. So go to hell, Israel, from day one. You stole Palestine. You occupied Palestine. You came in as squatters and invaders and so forth. Therefore, we say loudly and boldly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Listen to the stories. 7 Israelis suspected of gathering intelligence for Iran. Iran was paying them millions. Now, these are jutlas, are Jews. And Iran got hold of them. You're wasting your time there. Become our double agent and then give us all the inside information and so forth and so on. And we will give you, you must remember, millions of dollars. And now Israel says they're arrested and so forth. Israel were banned from a naval show in Paris. Macron is making Israel go mad. Not that Macron is a good guy. He's a Hitler of Europe, another harami. So they're not invited. Israel banned from the naval exhibition there to show all their, latest submarines and what have you. So they are banned and that. So that is how Allah is disgracing them. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them right till the day of justice, whether it's by Muslim or non-Muslim and so forth and so on. So there in Australia, Charles and his chameleon went there. Camilla, you see, Kamala, Camilla, a lot of people, all chameleons. And so one lady who belonged to the Aborigine, I met the Aborigines when I went there. And then she came out, she's a politician, and she told Charles in front of everybody, full view of the public, that you are not my king. And then she used the little language we can't use here, you must remember. And she's right that why must the British public, like idiots and morons, pay millions and millions of pounds for king? And he couldn't look after his wife and he was busy committing adultery. She said, Lady Diane too can play the game. Then she got busy and so forth. They're haramis. Ukraine running out of troops and so forth, so they don't can manage. Yes, we support Putin. Putin is a big harami, but we need haramis nowadays to take on America, to take on NATO, Europe, and Israel and so forth, because our Muslim countries, Arab countries, are sissies and puppets and impotent and good for nothing. So Fathullah Gulen dies. He's another shaitan, you must remember. In 2016, he wanted to bring about a coup there against Erdogan and so forth. So that's how he got expelled. He fracked there. And if you don't understand, frack is an Afrikaans word. He died like a dog there, agent of America in Pennsylvania. So good riddance to Gulen. That's what we say. Unilever spends, I'll be sending out this article of Unilever today. Unilever has invested over 1 billion shekels in Israel. You see that? So we should know what to do. We must boycott them. You see, Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay showed a 2% loss. 35 of their shops and stores have closed. 70 of them, they have now made the deal with Boxer. So it shows our boycott is working. We say boycott McDonald's, boycott KFC, and the Starbucks. If they have halal logos, those halal logos are not worth the paper on which is written. It's just a money-making gimmick by the scholars for dollars and so forth. So we must, the boycott will work. Remember that. Qati'u ayyul ummah. So have boycott and show them we will hurt you where it hits you the most. The Americans and the Jutlas and their ilk and so forth and so on. Taiwan rejects the request by the South African government to move its embassy from Pretoria to Johannesburg. You know the embassies are in Pretoria. China applied pressure and said South Africa, these Taiwanese guys, kick them out from Pretoria and resettle them wherever you want. So South African government told them that you have to move to Johannesburg. So their diplomat said, we're not moving anywhere. We also an independent country. So all those rows and ructions are going on, remember. Then the DA loses its case against Ramaphosa. They said before the elections, he was now doing an election speech and so forth, but they lost the case there in court and so forth. Flooding is expected in Eastern Cape and parts of Natal. Allah Jalla wa Ala, make it easy. Read Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain, but send it to those parts of the world, Southern Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, wherever they require the rain, Carolina, Ermelo in South Africa, and so forth, and not where we have enough rain. Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is Tuesday, and on, you know, Sunday, our program Q&A, 27 people embrace Islam from Baban in Swaziland. Last night in the Q&A program, 54 people embrace Islam there in Manzini. So you, the brothers, my connection, Tariq Dada, contact me. I sent you a message last night, and you contact me today anytime, and inshallah, Pajak Galkar Nasi, you see, then we will tune up some things in my Memon connection. So today's program is 8:30 to 9. Maulana Musa Lahir, inshallah, will be interviewed by Moa Zahid Khan. And then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. And thereafter, 1 to 2, tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Maulana, we have 13, 14 minutes. Let's have a rapid, quick fire, inshallah, Q&A. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Uftisab, do you have to pay zakat on interest received, like through life insurance, after death?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Wala tayammamul khabith. When you spend in the path of Almighty Allah, you must spend min tayyibat. You must spend that which is pure and wholesome, not that which is khabith and impure and so forth and so on. So therefore, there is no zakat on interest and on haram income. You want some money there in the casino, in the lotto, and so forth. So there's no zakat on haram. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad. La zakat afir riba. There is no zakat on sood, on viage, on interest. And usually give it out to the poor people, Muslim and non-Muslim. And don't make intention of spending khabis, impure and immoral things in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 2 and verse number 267.
Mufti Sahab, any Islamic places to visit in Egypt?
Many, many places on the first of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, during the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, the Fatih of Misr, Umar bin As radiallahu anhu conquered it, and lo and behold, Cairo was known as Fustat initially, and then 70, 80 Sahaba with their own Mubarak hands, and mashallah, that they build the masjid, Masjid Amr bin As, wonderful masjid, go and visit it. And that is to show you where and where the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, went to visit the River Nile. And then the other places you can visit is Masjid Hussein. They say Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's head Mubarak is there. There's propaganda and lies. And remember, next to it is the Khan-e Khalil, the big market there, and the expect you to bargain with them and so forth. Then you can visit the papyrus factory, and then you can visit Al-Azhar, and you can visit, remember, Iskandaria, Alexandria. And if you really want to, then you can go from there to Sharm el-Sheikh. You spend the night there. That's what we did. And next day we took a taxi and went to Ture Sinin, Mount Sinai. So we climbed the summit and the apex of the mountain. We read Salat there. I rendered Adhan there. They told us it will take 1.5 hours. It took us 4 hours to climb up and so forth. But it was drizzling that day. The guide was Suleiman. Suleiman told me, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, if you're not going to climb up today, you will never climb up. And how true it was indeed. But Allah's fazal, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. So we climbed right up. I took my wife and I was holding her hand. You make one slip, you're gone, finish. So that is Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. So that is Allah's mercy. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Sahab, please advise, can we let out a shop to someone selling literature, including Bibles?
Not permissible. Remember that anybody selling pornography, anybody selling Bibles, anybody selling Christian literature, Hindu literature, Jewish literature, Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Chapter 5, verse number 2. You must never ever cooperate in sin and in transgression so that you will be responsible. Your income would be tainted and polluted. We will never advise you to do that. It's like our Muslims today, they sell, they rent out their shop, lease it out to people who are selling wine and swine and so forth. It's not permissible. That is the fatwa. Yes, people want to look for loopholes and that is their business. But in the light of Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, majority scholars, all that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can a small child give money for a masjid from their spending money?
Not permissible. Remember that the child, his or her father, mother passed away, so they inherited, they 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, they're not mature, they're minors, and now they want to give money for the masjid, madrasa. Not permissible, because they are not mukallaf, they haven't reached the age of obligation where things are compulsory upon them, and therefore it's not permissible. You, the father, mother, one, they must give something to the masjid or so forth. So then, for example, the father passed away, but the mother wants to give. So you give your money as a mother and you give it to your son and say that now go give this 100 rand, 500 rand, 1,000 rand and give it to the masjid. So he is just the one passing it on. It's not his money, it is his mother's money or father's money, depending who passed away. So that would be permissible. But if it is his or her money and the minors, then it's not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, what du'as can parents read for a son who is sick?
Remember that every one of us in our family members, you have somebody who's ill and sick, extended family, in-laws, outlaws, and so forth and so on. So read Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, 7 verses, and read it 7 times. The hadith of reading 7 times is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu's hadith. The chief, today a lot of chiefs, remember, people are fighting to become the chief. So remember that. So he was a chief of his tribe and he was very ill. They tried everything. He, Abu Sa'id Khudri, says we read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blew on him and he felt better. They gave us a whole herd, you must remember, of goat and sheep and what have you. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them totally acceptable, permissible. So that shows that Surah Fatiha chapter 1 verse 7 verses and you read 7 times, that is approved and sanctioned by the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Read, remember that La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That individually, but you, the family, read it any amount of times with the intention, Ya Allah, give our son, our daughter, our family member complete shifa and cure. Chapter 21 and verse number 87. Da'wu mardakum bi sadaqa. Give out charity, cash or kind to any poor person, Muslim, non-Muslim. The hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, daily we should be giving, make intention for Muslim and non-Muslim. You, the person who is ill and sick, if you know this verse, read it abundantly. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, in the 17th Supara, 17 Jews. Chapter 21, verse 83, the dua supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, Job, J-O-B, Anni Masaniya Durru Wa Anta Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe has struck me. Whilst you, Allah, exclusively, you are the only one. Wa Anta Arhamur Rahimin, the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. So do that. We also make dua. We also give out charity. Allah Jalla Wala give us all shifa'e kamil, zahiran wa batina, from our external sicknesses, diseases, and our internal sicknesses and diseases.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that when a woman plaits her hair, then the angels are making dua for her?
The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Firdaus by Allama Daylami rahimahullah. Subhana man zayyana ar-rijal bil liha wan nisa biz zawaib. That's the tasbih, that's the praise they are reading. Subhana, everlasting glory, perfection. Subhana means Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. For who? Man zayyana ar-rijal. Ya Allah, you beautified the man with their beards. People ask me, why you keep such a big beard? I ask them, you saw the lion, had you eat a lul, a loy chasin, did you ever see a lion? We were now in Rustenburg, and them, our brothers Nazir Kaji and them, Allah reward them, his family, Layla and them, they took us to show the lions. He, the brother, not the ladies. So the men took us, mashallah, and then that lion roared. That Qari Sahib, that Qari Ismail Bubulia got a shock. And I got a shock when he's small. I just pulled him. I told him, Karisa, huzu tut gaya? Did the huzu break? So then, when you just right near the lion, and you can see it is the king of the jungle, take the mane out, M-A-N-E, he'll no more be the king. So therefore, the man, we must have the big, big beards. Ask the Taliban Mujahideen, what they did, what the Russians, what they did with the Americans. They picked them all up because these haramis knew that now they are dealing with real men, not these plastic guys and so forth. Subhana man zayyana al-rijal bil-liha wa nisa bil-zawaib. In Islam, you ladies, you must have long, long hair and you plait it. Remember, that is what Islam teaches. Not you cut your hair from the back. We don't know who you are. You Eve or you Steve. So all that is haram in Islam. Last question.
Mufti Saab, from my business money, when do I pay zakat? Every month and after my expenses for my house and business, when do I pay my zakat?
It's all up to you, my brother. You can pay zakat daily, you can pay weekly, you can pay monthly. You work it out like this. We are now on 18 Rabi'ul Akhir. So let's say you say 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir that you are going to pay your zakat. You work with the lunar calendar, Muharram to Muharram, Rabi'ul Awwal to Rabi'ul Awwal, Ramadan to Ramadan, Shawwal to Shawwal. It's up to you which month you want to choose. And then to pay, you know, that gross amount, one time is very difficult. So now you pay daily, you pay weekly, monthly, so you stagger the payment, so that's fine, and you have to give it to poor Muslims and so forth. So zakat is compulsory on your genuine gold, genuine silver, your currency that is in any currency, and your stock in trade that is permissible stock in trade. So 2.5% you will pay after all your expenses. So my advice will be every week you pay, every month you pay. To pay the lump sum is very, very difficult. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all for His deen. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.